One of the things we want to do before we get started is to sing the ISBVI alumni song one more time. One, two, three, let's go.
We love you, ISBVI.
Right. You can't find your words.
I did. I Diet Coke them.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. We've already done the special election. There's no other elections. I'm going to need your undivided attention here in just a moment. I need to make a couple announcements. Don is still selling raffle tickets for the scholarship. So you can see Don Kors if you're. How much longer are you going to sell those, Don?
Well, till about the end of the meeting. You know,
okay.
Before we draw. I won't sell any after we draw, okay?
Yeah. All right, you probably will. All right, there's a couple things I do need your attention. We need to talk about this morning, and they're very, very important matters. Three years ago, and I want to be very clear how I say this and very slow and very fair and whatever the case. We had a group come in who brought a plaque with names on it. And I think it took everybody kind of by surprise. The board, the officers, no one really knew anything that this was coming. What we're talking about is a plaque with names on it that a group of friends had got together and put names on there, people we had no control of or didn't know, or some of them. So I explained this to Mr. Durst, and Mr. Durst, with a partnership with us, is not going to approve that plaque. Number one, I don't want to see anybody out any money for a plaque, but on the other hand, we have to get along with the school, and his reasoning was he wants to vet some of those people that are going to be on that plaque and hang out at the school. This would be a plaque that we would buy ourselves. We are in the process of appointing people to serve on that committee. And I think the only fair way to do it is to broaden our perspective to get people from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and up to today. And also, under Mr. Durst's recommendation, people from the school, because this may involve one of our famous school teachers, principals, people like that. So I don't know what you guys think. I'm going to open this up to some discussion, but something needs to be done about this, and we need to right a wrong.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Before we start, can we pass around a microphone so that the recording reflects that? Chris, oh, you got one?
Okay, we're pausing for the microphone.
Hi. Oh, gosh. That is our strong
one. And give your name when you talk, too, please.
I am. I didn't know how. Okay. This is Tammy Hollingsworth, and I first want to say that I think creating a Hall of Fame, an Alumni Hall of Fame, is wonderful. I don't think it's a bad idea. I think it's a great idea, but I do feel that you're right. I think we need to have some criteria for belonging to the Hall of Fame, and I think that we should have a committee, as you suggested, of wide years alumnus, you know, like a representative from each decade at least, to suggest and just begin with one name and then carry it on from there. I do think it's a great idea. I think it was a little prematurely done, but I think the idea is fantastic.
Yeah. All right. Does anyone else want to make a comment?
Mr.
Please
President.
Please take the microphone and give your name, please.
Mr. President, this is Chris Hollingsworth. I think that it's a fine idea, but I also think that at the same time we put together a committee, one of the things that committee should do is set down some concrete guidelines and criteria for what it takes to be put into that Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know, just because I like somebody doesn't give them the right to be in the Hall of Fame.
Right. All right. Anyone else beside Chris? Thank you, Chris.
Is there anybody here that created that? Or had...
No, no. Please, hold on. You need to wait for a microphone.
No, sorry, Chris. Sorry, Bill. This is Dina Polston, class of 81. I just wonder if there's anybody in the room that could that helped to create this that might want to speak on anything to do with this Hall of Fame plaque. Okay. Well, that's fine. I don't know much about it myself, so.
Well, here's the point, Dean, I think we're trying to make is that we need to be responsible for our own plaque, and though it was nice on their behalf, you really have to go through some type of channels or let somebody know what you're doing. You can't just waltz in here and hand something and we not know it. That's got to be done. Otherwise, we have total chaos. It's not that we're opposed to it at all, but we know our own people. And my feeling is strongly that you should not be able to buy or put your friends on based upon friendship. That should not be done. That's what Mr. Durst told to me. Plus, they want to have people that are hanging up on the wall in the school. They want some of those people, the people to be vetted, so that we make sure that we get people of good character. Any other comments?
Well, even though I know some of those folks aren't here, I'm going to make a motion that we have a committee that is formed from people from each decade, and maybe if somebody on either the ISBVI board or the superintendent or whoever from the blind school for the blind to be involved in the nomination of one person a year for the, not nomination, what do you say? What's that word I want? The,
I don't know.
Appointing the person that's on the plaque and to create criteria for the persons who would be ascribed to that plaque.
Mr. President, point of order.
Sorry.
Yes.
Not to overstep Dina, because I love Dina, but it is in our Constitution that you have the power to appoint committees as you see fit. So right. I'm not sure that we need a motion for that, because it's in the Constitution that the president has the power to appoint committees as needed.
I will also say I am setting a personal deadline on myself to announce to you, because sometimes if you don't make definite dates or plans, things can slip away. So my goal is to have that committee in place in the next 90 days. If I get the full cooperation from the school and us and announce it to you. So I think we need some responsibility of reporting it back to everyone. So watch your mailing list. And we also now, since we're updating our directory, we can send out quick email blasts. So you may not get a Braille letter every time, but you will get a email if you have email. And if you don't, let us know how we can best contact you, and we will do that. Because I realize not everyone has email or the computer or the internet. So if you guys are in favor with that, then I will return that plaque to her, and she will have it back because it's her property. He did not want it at the school, so it's been in my front room, and I want to get it back to her safely. All right.
Hang on, I'm coming.
We're going to bring you a microphone.
Who was it?
Bev, huh?
Okay.
I just wondered why any person is better than the other person. Why would they even need a plaque? What's the point? I mean, pretty soon we'll all be dead, and it's just names up on a wall. What is the point? And another thing, if you're going to have a plaque, couldn't you just honor the presidents of this hard organization that do all the work? Just put their names up there. Former presidents of the alumni. These are the names of the people who did the work and kept us going all these years. Why would you need to single out anybody else? We're just people, you know, doing our thing in life, and pretty soon we'll be dead and there'll be a name on a wall. What good is that? Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Bev. Yes, we are the people. But I want to make sure that she gets her property back, all intact. So I will take care of that. Any other discussion on that topic? Well, I think, as far as I know, that's a done deal. I will start appointing the committee, and we will go from there. And if anybody's interested in serving on that committee, please come up to me after the meeting or write, email me, call me, whatever the case may be. If you have...
Coming.
Are you consent? You want to say it?
Okay. Well, another to Bev's point, excuse me, this is Dina Polston, 81. Do we even need this at all?
Do we need what?
The plaque for the Hall of Fame.
Well, I don't know how. Usually,
I'm just saying the committee could make the decision whether or not this should even go forward.
Right.
You know, that's all I'm... That was all. I was just going to Bev's point.
I will say, if you go to the Kentucky School for the Blind or any other place, they usually have on a prominent display in their school, they have a plaque.
Of what?
They have a plaque with the names of the individuals and their various accomplishments, you know, date of birth, date of death, that kind of thing. All right, please turn on the speaker and give me your name.
I do, don't I? To Bev's point, I like the idea of putting the alumni presidents on a plaque and honoring them if we're going to have a plaque.
I agree. Who was the speaker in place?
That was Karen Hamrick. And thank you, Karen.
I mean, it doesn't matter to me one way or another. I'm just saying, you know, we had the self-development award.
Right, but that's a completely different thing.
I'm just saying.
I know. I know what you're saying. Right. But it's not going to cost us quite that much money to do that. And if we set our mind, we can raise money for a plaque.
Mr. President?
Yeah, turn on your microphone, please.
I'm getting there. I'm only one guy, Bill.
Okay. Just take your time.
I'm an old man. I don't run.
I know.
This is Abby Fleener. Ooh, that was loud. This is Abby Fleener, and my comment or question, I guess, would be, I don't really know how many names are on the current plaque, but since it was a donated plaque to the alumni, can't we just unscrew the little name tags and start fresh? I mean, hey, I'm just asking.
I'm not hearing what she's asking.
Unscrew the names, the plaque, the names are on there like a plate.
Yeah.
Unscrew the plate and just redo the names, but keep the plaque itself.
Oh.
So therefore, we don't have to
buy a new plaque. Right. It's not our plaque in the first place.
Mr.
Yes.
You're a little off your mic, so I have to turn it up, and that's why we're getting it. I want to make a comment on a couple of things as far as what Abby had said. I can see if I can participate in this being an honorary member, but I think because we don't know the names and how they were placed on that plaque, that it's better that it be returned as is and in proper condition so those people can just understand that it was rejected by the superintendent of the school. As far as why you would want a plaque, I think it's important to recognize certain either staff, faculty of the school who may you feel has gone above and beyond the call of duty. It wasn't just a job to them. And the same with students who may have, it could be officers, as you said, presidents, but people who gave back to the alumni or the school or just did things in their career that really helped promote the blind community. And I think it's just recognition is important. It's something that to most people has a greater value than any money you could give them. So I think that's the purpose of it. But that's a good idea for a committee to make that decision on what, if anything, should be done. But that's my thoughts.
It's also my thought that you want to build your plaque a little bit bigger so you always have room to grow. You know, don't stop yourself at the very beginning. So that's my goal. And those are showstoppers. When people go into schools and they see like Mr. Wachowski or Mr. Harrelson or whoever, you know, those are our good times and great times at the school. And I think that we need to be in charge of that. Let's own our own destiny and take it from there. So that's what I plan on doing going forward, is to do that. Any other discussion on the plaques before we move on to a more sticky subject? What? No. Library, I think. All right. The second subject I'm going to bring up, I've been in this organization, this year is our 50th year that I've graduated from high school. So, anyway. No wonder I can't remember. But that doesn't slow our leaders down today. We've got presidents older than I am right now. Of course, they can't remember either. So, but, hey, what can I say? What we need to talk about, when I was a freshman in college coming out of ISB, our dues were $5 per year. Five. What are they today?
Five.
Well, I don't know about you, but when I go to the grocery store and buy some hamburger, when I go buy some chicken, when I go buy some milk, have those prices risen quite a lot? When I go get a gallon of gas, if we have to get gas filled up, you have to pay substantially. My proposal is not to raise these dues and make up all for it in 50 days. I mean, in 50 years, in just this little bit of time. I think we're going to have to gradually phase these up over the years. We get enough culture shock. Go try to rent a new apartment now and see what happens.
Yeah.
What kind of rates, what kind of things you're going to get. Pay last night at the hotel, $33 for one steak, you know. So my proposal is to increase the dues and maybe $5 at first, maybe wait a 2 years, two sessions, and then raise it up five again and spread that out over a number of years so that can come up to a cap, whatever we decide.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Constitutionally, the way that we raise dues is the executive board makes a suggestion for what the dues should be, and then the members present and voting vote on it, and if it passes by a two-thirds majority, then that's the way it works. So we don't need a motion or anything. It's just, yeah, that's what I said, present and voting. It takes a two-thirds majority of present and voting members, but the executive board puts forth a suggestion as to what they think the dues should be, and then the members present and voting vote on that.
Right. So this means that we could have an executive board, have a meeting, call a very, 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 very special board meeting that we can meet everybody virtually, kind of like we did by phone, Zoom, whatever. And this could
Mr.
be,
President?
Yes.
You just made the suggestion, so why don't we vote now? Why, you made the proposal, so why don't we vote now?
Right.
Well, I think the general consensus, Mr. President, is that you have made a suggestion or you have a suggestion in mind, and you should go ahead and make that suggestion, and we should go ahead and vote on it and get it done while we're here.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. My idea then is to raise.
No, the only secret balloting is for elections.
All right. My idea is to raise it $5 for now, wait, and then we'll go from there. So if we can do that right now, save the time. So does anybody have to second this or?
I'll make a motion. On the suggestion, I'll make a motion. I move that we raise dues for the Alumni Association.
Just move that we accept the executive board's.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah.
Just, okay. And he does mean five a year, right? Five per year?
Are you saying?
Right, we're paying five per year right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just seconding that we will raise alumni dues to $10 per year at this time.
Okay.
Second.
You have a second.
All that right. Dina.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. Does anyone want to say anything before we get started the vote?
How would we pay? Do we pay every year? Like,
hang on.
Annually? Or do we
hang on, Chad. I'm bringing a microphone. Here you go.
No, I don't think so. Hold on.
I was just going to ask, how do we pay? Are we going to pay it like electronically every year by a certain time, get an email and get a notification that way? Or do we pay it all when we come to the next convention and catch up that way?
Right. The, fortunately, the way we do, we'll have no problem collecting that. All right. If we're ready for a vote, all in favor?
I think what we've done in the past is that you just pay your dues at convention. I think it is possible, if you really wanted to do it that way,
you
that,
can do it.
That you can do it online, or you can call the treasurer and find out how to do it. But the technical way that we've always done it is you pay 2 years when you come to convention.
Mr. President, this is Tim Schulze. The way it's always been done, like Chris said, is, you know, when you come to the next convention, you just pay it then, or you pay in advance like we did this year before the convention. But I think it would get too out of hand if we tried to do it every year, where it's just easier, the way I see it, it's just easier to do it when you register for the convention next time,
right,
that, is that when is, you pay the dues.
Right. That is how most people do it, and that's typically the way it's done.
Mr. President, this is Tammy Hollingsworth. I would like to suggest this, though. I mean, this is something the executive board can work out, but I do think there are those among us, especially the younger alums who are not present here, who might find $40 if they're married plus registration very expensive. No, it would be $40 because it's $10 a year per person. So that's $40 plus.
Yeah, $20 per person.
Yes, yes. But that right. I'm saying a couple, let's say you have a young couple that's married, it would be $40 if they are both registering. What I'm saying is, let me finish and then I'll be done, is that I think the executive board, when they meet at their regular meetings, could possibly discuss giving people the option of paying every year if they wish to, because we already have the means set up to do that. So that if the $40, in addition to the registration fee, would be a financial burden, they could have paid off their first year already. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay. Thank you.
No, I don't think that's ever been taken off the table. We also will look for volunteers. If there's somebody that cannot pay their dues for whatever reason, they don't have enough money, there are a few people in the organization who would gladly help them out to give them that extra $5 or $10, whatever the case may be. They're called little angels. And if they can help them out, that's great. So we think about these things all the time. If somebody can help somebody out, if we see that as an issue, then we will put that plan into action.
Call for the question.
All right. The question is, how can I call for the question? When... All right, we have somebody else who wants to say something.
No, we just had a call for the question. All you got to do is take the vote.
All right. All in favor of raising the dues to $10, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
All right, I think that went through.
Any opposed?
Yes. Opposed.
All right. Does anyone else...
Bill, did you ask for any opposed?
I was getting ready to, but it's so resounding. Was there any opposed? No. Okay. All right. Does anyone else have any business that they want to bring up?
Who was that? Of course it was.
He can't.
I lost control of that years ago.
I was wondering if...
Please say your name.
Oh, Karen Hamrick. I was wondering if we could do something to change the Constitution so we don't have to have secret ballots anymore.
I think you're going to have to talk to your constitutional committee. I understand it. I'm not opposed to what you're saying, Karen. But
this is Tammy. So, yes, we can absolutely entertain an amendment to the Constitution. I don't think we can do it this meeting because we are nearly adjourned. But what I would recommend that you do is get with me if you are interested in writing an amendment to the Constitution to that effect. We can definitely do that. We can write amendments to do anything we doggone please. It's our organization. So if there's a desire to have an amendment written, just write up a statement that you want it or something, send it to me. We'll work it out. We'll get something written up that you in the way that you want it. And then what will happen is we have to read it at our next convention, the first reading. We can discuss it. Then in 2026, we read it again, and it gets ratified. So for the next two conventions, you're stuck with it. But if you want to change it from secret ballot to like an aye and nay stand-up vote, we can absolutely do that if that's the will of the group. We just have to have an amendment written to do it.
I suppose my question would be, Tammy, why did some things go through like that and some are put over in another type of bill and then they're approved right away?
They're not. The constitutional amendments take 6 years or 4 years to approve.
Okay.
Some issues are in the Constitution, such as changing the dues. It specifically says, and it's probably there because someone said, I don't want to wait, you know, to write a constitutional amendment. I just want it in the Constitution so that we can, you know, change our dues whenever we want. Or maybe it was written originally. I really don't know. But the fact of the matter is, some things are in the Constitution to make it simple, and some things are in the Constitution to make it hard to change. And it just so happens that secret ballot is done to make it hard to change. It's been done from time immemorial. Ever since we started this organization, to my knowledge, it has been secret ballot in various ways. But we can change that. It's up to us.
Right.
And I do have a piece of business, if it's okay, if you have...
Sure.
Okay, so something that we used to do in the past, and I think it would be kind of cool to do, unless it's on the agenda, but I didn't see it, is to find out, we used to honor those who came the farthest, those who were the oldest or earliest graduating class, those who are from the youngest, and those who are celebrating their 50th reunion here at the convention. And I really think we need to reinstate that. It's really kind of cool and nice to know. So I just want to know who is here that is from the earliest class. Like, is there anyone from the 50s here?
Yes.
Don and Jerry.
Anybody from the 40s?
I don't think so.
Marcia's not here.
It's not that old.
So, who's our earliest graduate? The graduated in the early, in the 50s. 57, the Coors, both of them. Anybody else earlier than that? Well, the Coors get the big award, which is really bragging rights this year. We used to give them flowers. We'll just give them bragging rights. Okay, who is our youngest graduate? That means who graduated the most recent?
Is it you?
Anybody from the 2000s here?
Tyler and Alex,
2010. All right. Tyler Shurik and Alex Gillen. Okay. And then who came the furthest to show up to this convention? Anybody outside of Indiana?
Jeff and Mary.
Chicago, Illinois. Anybody farther from Chicago?
Yes.
Yes.
Who's Minnesota?
Jeff and Mary.
Where's Jeff? I haven't even seen him.
Right here.
Well, hi, Jeff. Jeff and Mary Armstrong from Minnesota. All right.
How about us in Florida?
Okay. Oh, well, Bill, you're cheating. You're a snowbird.
Yeah. I do live there.
Bill's a snowbird. But we're going to give it to the Armstrongs because...
Yeah, I agree.
And then you said that this was your 50th anniversary. What class is that? Of course, 72 and 71. So 71 and 72, who's here from those years?
Myself and Jeff Ribberger.
Anybody else? Well, welcome 50-year alums.
She's done.
Chris, check the microphone.
Mr. President, this is Tim Schulze.
Sure.
There was some discussion yesterday about trying to arrange for a tour of the school at the next convention.
Yes.
And how to get that done and how that would work. And I think we need to get into that so that we can start working on getting that arranged.
Yeah. We will, of course, be talking to Mr. Durst. A lot of it will depend upon the hotel we're at and what kind of transportation we need to get there. We may have to allow more time for the convention, because it will probably take up all of a day. So. Oh, well, that won't be too bad, but, you know.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I think that's a great idea, and I'm not opposed to having discussions about that, but I think that is something that your convention committee needs to take up.
Yeah, and they will. So it could be that a lot of times when people, you know, if they have to book well, we'll just see. We'll let the committees take care of that. But it will be done, Tim, if possible.
Convention committee, in case there's anybody who wants to talk to them about suggestions and questions for your convention?
She's asking who's on the convention committee so that we can contact them if they have suggestions.
Or program committee, whatever it's called. Okay.
Last year it was Bill, Jennifer, myself, and Corey. Who were the people who were filling in on the other side.
Yes.
Hang on.
We love John Huffman. The way that the committees are set up, and the president may need a minute to organize his committees, but the way that the committees are set up is there are some standing committees. I know we have the program committee, which they organize the convention. The president is ex officio member of all committees. Okay, so he participates in everything. But, or she, but there is an actual committee, and anyone can participate in a committee. But to be elected to a committee, what you do, or appointed, I'm so sorry, to be appointed, it's not election, it's an appointment. There are three official members of the committee, and there's a first, a second, and third member. This is constitutional, you can read it in the Constitution. So the first member would be the chairman, and then you have two members after that. And so when the president sets up the committees, he chooses or she chooses a chairman of the committee, and then that chairman functions for 2 years. Then they rotate off the committee, and number two bumps up to the chairman, and number three bumps up to number two, and they add a third person. Sometimes we have people who love certain committees. I'm one of them. And will offer to be back on that committee again and again and again, but they are supposed to rotate so that we have new people, new members, new ideas coming in all the time. So it may take President Sparks a minute to get his committees organized, but I would suggest that what we've done in the past is that you contact the president in the very near future, the sooner the better, and say, hey, I'd like to be on a committee. There's a few committees that we have that I know of for sure. One is the program committee, which organizes the convention. One is the reception committee. And what the reception committee does is when we have the convention, they are the people who make sure people's needs are met. Like, let's say you come to the hotel and you're struggling with your luggage, or you're going to go to the school and you need some guidance or assistance. They're the ones who kind of make sure that the convention runs smoothly from a person standpoint. They would be the people in our case who helped with the buffet, for example, that kind of thing. So that it makes it easier for our hotel staff. So your reception committee is a standing committee. I know we have created a fundraising committee. And so, of course, that is fundraising. And we used to have a homecoming committee. I think that's a standing committee as well, although the school hasn't, to my knowledge, we haven't done a lot with homecoming. We used to go out there, but I think it's an actual standing committee. I'm not looking at the Constitution, but there are three or four standing committees. And, oh, and the Herman Eickhoff, thank you. The Herman Eickhoff Fund is a standing committee, and that fund doesn't get called to be used very often, but there should be three members on it. And what that's for is anyone in the state of Indiana, is it? Mm-hmm. Might be the, okay, state of Indiana, who is in need, not just our alumni, but if there's a blind person in need, they can reach out to the Eickhoff, Herman Eickhoff Fund, and that committee can decide if they're able to help and how much. And that is also a standing committee. So, and then there's an audit committee that looks over the books. And they just do that once every 2 years. It's not a big job, but it's important that we make sure the books are in order. So I'm not sure that that's a standing committee. But if you're interested in any of these areas, even if you don't remember the names of the committees, if you say, hey, I want to help with organizing next year's convention, then Bill appoints. You don't get to just automatically be on it. But Bill appoints his three members. And then anyone is welcome to participate in those meetings. So the members of the committee can put on the list and say, hey, we're having a meeting. You want to come talk about next year's convention? And people can join that. That's how it's supposed to be done. That's how the Constitution is set up. So that's hopefully that helps.
Bill, I want to say something.
And we... Oh, something's wrong with this microphone here this morning. Just please approach me by email, phone, whatever the normal way that you convey that to me. We're going to get to Corey for something in just a moment, but does anyone else have anything before? And so I can get everybody out here and you can get checked out and get your transportation and do the things you have to do. All right, Corey, you say what you got to say.
I'll make my way over here.
Go to your right.
I actually just counted how many people we needed for each committee. It's going to be 18 people at 3 people per committee. So just food for thought. I just want to say a couple words. You know, I've been in this organization for about 10 years now, and I've served underneath Nancy and Bill twice. It was nice to serve as your vice president. I'm not going away, so it's not that easy. I'm going to be assisting Abby as a mentor. I'm also going to be choosing one of the standing committees as well. So, again, I'm not going away. If you guys need me, email me, call me, try to get a hold of somebody that has my number. But I just want to tell you guys thank you. And that's pretty much it.
You're welcome.
All right. Don, do you have to do a drawing or something?
Well, yes.
Oh.
We might. One of the things I would say to you, next week, and I'm not sure what the activities are, but the School for the Blind will be 175 years old, and they are going to have a celebration. And Jerry and I were at the school when the school was 100 years old, and they had a whole day celebration. And I'll let you draw the names out, Bill. I don't think you can read print, to my best of my knowledge.
You never know.
Now, only one at a time, and that's Jeff Riffberger. He gets $48. All right.
And does he have to be present?
No.
Okay.
He does not.
I take good care of my friends.
Okay. And this is Michael Hunt, and he gets $29.
There's another good friend there. Another one here?
Yeah, one more. And they get $19.
Here we go.
Don, I talked over the last name. Can you please repeat it?
Mike Hunt.
Mike Hunt.
Mike Hunt. And this is Jeff again.
Oh, my God.
All right. And I will see that Jeff gets the money. All right?
All right.
He breaks it in.
And all together, we had $192. So the organization will get half of that.
That's awesome.
Scholarship.
Thank you for your work, Don.
Yeah. All right. Does anybody else have anything here? Looks like we got to go back to the drawing board. Does anybody need or have any other questions before I entertain a motion for us all to exit? And I'm going to say what a wonderful time I've had.
He did that yesterday.
Yesterday. I did one.
Mr. President, hearing no other new business, I move for adjournment.
A second? Was that second by Tammy?
Dina, Abby.
Dina, Abby, Tammy.
Oh. They don't call him. Yes, Beth.
I have a question.
Here I come.
Okay. This is Beth Schulte. Before we close, I did have a question. Do we know yet the dates for the next convention? Because we did last time before everything went wacky.
We don't know yet the next convention. We had to move it from June to October because of cost. In other words, if we had held this in June this year, we'd had to pay $200 a night. We got it for $125 by waiting. And COVID was a little bit more advanced still in June. So it probably didn't hurt us to wait. I know it was inconvenient in October, but...
I like it.
Would you like to wait for a microphone?
Hold on a second, please.
Okay. Am I getting a consensus?
Hold on a second, Bill. I think I'm...
Mr. President, looking at the calendar, if we were to do it this same weekend, pretty much in October of 24, it would be October 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And that would depend upon you guys. Just remember, we get much lower rates.
Yes. He wants to make it.
I like it.
I would suggest that those... suggestions be addressed to the program committee.
Yeah. We'll see what they have to say. And, all right. Thank you. All right. There's a motion on the floor. We had a second.
Already.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Gone.
Gone.
Bye. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Mr. President.